obviously the Grand National is famous for its jumps. See, when you're actually, like, during the race, do you actually notice the difference in the jumps? Are you like, whoa?
You do. I mean, and the horses notice as well. Yeah. You know, it's a lot more in front of you, and they give them more respect. And a noticeable thing is that you spend a lot more time in the air. You know, you usually day-to-day races, you'll jump a fence and you'll have landed before you know it. But over those fences, you feel like you're in the air for,
like, proper flying.
Proper fly, exactly. Because some of them you actually are. You know, you are in the air for a good few seconds, and it does feel like you're taking a long time to hit the ground.
But, like, last year, you managed to sort of stay out of trouble, and you did all right, didn't you? I don't think there was many. I think there was maybe one mistake.
Yeah, one or two. Nothing too bad. And, you know, that's the whole, you know, if you can sort of manage to keep out of trouble in that race, then you obviously, you're onto a good thing, because that's where a lot of people fail, is, you know, they get brought down by horses falling in front of them, or, you know, you get blinded at a fence and you make a mistake. But I was lucky to have a lot of daylight the whole way around, and, you know, no one got in my way.
So you're sort of jockeying for position at the start as well, like, yeah, trying to get the best area.
The start is the main point. You know, you have to jump off in the right place, you know, and get a nice space, no bad horses running about you. I mean, obviously there's no bad horses, but if you think there's one or two that might not jump as well, you stay away from them. And last year I lined up behind Ruby Walsh, thinking, you know, he's been around a few times, he's won it twice, he knows where he's going. And by the time I got to the first fence, I jumped on past him. And, you know, this year I'll probably try and do the same. You know, find someone experienced and follow them. Even though I've been round, but, you know, they've been round, you know,
they'll be following you.
They'll be following me. Yeah, but even though they've been round, you know, 15, 20 times, some of them. And, you know, so I'll still look to them for help.
Yeah. Now, obviously, well done to you, but well done to the legend as well, Aurora's Encore.
I walk past him, you know, when I'm riding out at Sue Smith's, you know, you walk past him on the way to the tack room every morning. Every morning, there and back, I'll give him a pat and, you know, just say thank you. And it truly is, like, you know, there's feeling in my pat, you know, like, it is thank you very much, because I couldn't have done it without him, and, you know, he's done a lot for me.
What's he like anyway, the horse? What's his personality like? Because they all have different personalities, don't they?
Yeah, they're all different. He's very cheeky, and he can be very naughty, and he only does enough, and... He's a nice person, and most of all, he's very tough, like, just very tough, and that's what it takes to win a race like that.